Thank you. We want to thank the K-12 committee. All of them did help with that, and there's about 20 folks on it. K-12 committee members, I'd want to make sure you get credit for it. So the K-12 committee is part of SSSA, and really we do have Pat to thank, I think in a lot of ways, or the Smithsonian to thank, because it was definitely something that came about as the Smithsonian exhibit was being put together. So I just want to start, give you an overview. We're going to talk a little bit about the website that we've worked on, Ask a Soil Scientist, these Earth Science Week kits, and our book. The main thing that I want to kind of focus on here is this is new to us. This is new to the society to bring it into the K-12 arena. Now, you know, based on what was said earlier, this is maybe the new media, maybe not, but it's just a new way of looking at trying to sell ourselves to a new group of people. And that's really what our goal is to get soils out to the individual, to the students. That hasn't been done, I don't think, effectively. So bear with me on it. The website, we have a number of different websites that we've developed. This is the main lessons page, and there's a lot of parts to it. One of the first things we did was realize there's a lot of folks out there with little bits and pieces about soil. So we pulled it together, and we have a matrix for teachers that they can go to and figure out, okay, I need a lesson plan on forensics. We have a link that goes to forensics for about, I think it's a 9th or 10th grade level. So this information is there. There are definitions, activities, canned slide presentations. So something where people can go and get information relatively quickly and in one spot. We have the Dig Deeper site, which was definitely related to the Smithsonian. And it was cited there. It's cited in our book. And what we've learned from that is that it has to be a little bit more kid-friendly. It's a little boring right now. So the Dirt the Movie site is more exciting. So we're learning. But this is our foray into trying to get kids involved and kids interested in soils. Ask a Soil Scientist. We have a site where people can write in and ask a soil scientist. Again, something that's never been tried for us. We have 13 coordinators across the world, not just the U.S. 123 folks that have signed up. We're developing questions, the FAQs. We need volunteers. So everybody in this room, I need a card from you. I want you to be a volunteer. If we have questions, I cannot answer every question. I don't even attempt to. I go to other people. We need folks to do this. We also need your feedback. Use the site. Pose a hard question under a pseudonym. Seriously, we need to know if it works. We also have the Earth Science Week kits, and this is collaborative now. This is through the American Geologic Institute, which is a group of about 30 mainly earth science geology groups. Soil Science Society is part of it. Every year they put this kit together that goes out to approximately 15,000 folks, okay, mainly teachers. We have had a calendar activity in there since 2005. And I say, big deal, a calendar activity. Folks, there are 12 calendar activities. 12 months, right? Okay, so having soils as one of them is a big deal. This year's was on biofuels, relating soils to biofuels. Warren Anderson, one of our committee members, put this together, and it's using Web Soil Survey. So it's definitely interactive and something that's a little different for us. We've had ones on climate, digging into soils, and these are all some that our members have put together. These are on our website, so you can go back and find them, use them. Again, as we work on to next year, I don't know what the theme will be for the kit. It changes every year. So we have about 3 months to come up with an activity, so we may call on you. And of course, the kids book. And I'm going to spend rest of the time mainly focusing on the book that was put together. And again, definitely related to the Smithsonian exhibit. That's what we wanted to do. And we put this together in about 9 months. And the relationship to the birthing project, and just, you know, understand that. It was a labor. We had input from the Smithsonian at the beginning. And the main input was, we're a bunch of scientists and we do not know how to write a kid's book. So we hired an editor and we hired a designer. And I think that was probably the best thing that we did. Isn't that perfect? Doesn't that tell you everything that you need to know about a wetland soil? Right? It's every bit of information in there is wonderful. Okay? I'm picking on it because I made that page. All right? And it's perfect, okay? But this is what we ended up with. Which is better? Which is something that is going to get people more interested in soils? The information is the exact same information. Well, not quite. It was toned down a little bit. We never used the term, well, we did use the term redoxymorphic feature, but explained it better, right? So that's where the editor comes in. This is where the designer comes in. And they're looking at it from the perspective of what is a kid going to look at? You know, relating it. Pat said it earlier. It's the soil, but it's also the environment. And trying to bring that together. We had reviewers who were not PhDs, okay? And they actually took the time and looked at it. So here it is, you know, what they thought about it beforehand. Yeah, boring. After, they're excited. Okay, well, some of them are excited. But the idea is that they had some fun doing it. They looked at things. Okay, that's the early version of the page packed with nutrients. And the comment was simple. Vitamins are part of our nutrient in soil. Great. However, there were drugs there. The kids saw that. They know the message. We changed the page. Okay? Very simple. But, you know, that's where folks that are trying to do things, getting your audience to participate or know it. Here's the original title or the original cover of the book. It looks slimy from what the kids said. The adults agreed. We ended up with a different book. They also didn't know what Digit was. Yeah. And I still say, we still had that at the Smithsonian. So that's where we disagree. Where's the kids? They wanted to see kids on the cover because that's who it's for. But they like the shovel. All right, so we end up with a new cover. What we ended up with, kept the shovel. And I think one of the folks at SSSA said, we're not losing the shovel. So they liked it too. Kids reviewed it. They enjoyed doing it. We asked a fourth grade class to take it and tear it apart. And they did, literally and figuratively. And they had comments. Okay, my wife happened to be one of the folks that was helping with the review process. And these two let's see if I can do this. These two are now members of the school's Envirothon team. So they've learned enough. They like science. And before that, they hated it. A teacher reviewed it and gave us the final quote for the back of the cover. So it is definitely connected to the teachers. They learned something. And I think that, again, they had fun. And hopefully, kids who have seen it have also enjoyed it. A few statistics. It's in its second printing. We've sold about 4,300 copies. The Canon Envirothon used it as part of their environmental package for the 2009 Envirothon. National Park Service bought a bunch of them to give to all their new employees. It is in other vending or other places are selling it. One that I don't have on here, somebody in Iowa, they had got a grant and they purchased a copy of it for every middle school teacher in Iowa. So that was part of the reason it sold well at the beginning. So nonetheless, if you have some spare money, we would be happy to work with you. A couple final thoughts, and this is just on the committee. It's an active and large committee. We have fun, right, guys? Okay. We have a call once a month. I put people to work. I'm the chair of it. The next chair will do the same. SSSA supports it both from the board of the directors and from the staff, and we have really good support there. The true final thought is, like Pat said, anybody can be a curator. Anybody can run a committee, put a book together, but it is like herding cats. There is no difference. Everybody is going off in many different directions, but it's fun. And you've got to look at it in that perspective. It is a way to teach people about stuff that we love, and hopefully we do, and then get them to a point where they can appreciate soils. So with that, thank you.